Now, the tomato has been taken off the market. It was a flavor saver tomato engineered for longer shelf life, but evidently it didn't work because it's not on the shelves anymore. But there are very few other studies. We know, even though many of these are rigged to avoid finding problems, according to scientists who reviewed them, rats that were fed genetically modified soy had problems in misshapen components in the nucleus of their liver cells. Rats fed genetically modified canola had livers that were 15% heavier. Rats fed genetically modified corn had problems in the development of their blood cells, with their kidneys, and higher blood sugar levels. Rats fed genetically modified tomatoes, as we talked about, had stomach lesions. 7 of 40 died within 2 weeks. Twice the number of chickens fed genetically modified corn died when compared to those fed non-genetically modified corn. 12 cows died mysteriously in Germany when fed genetically modified corn. Several others had to be killed because they were sick. I spoke with farmers recently in Iowa, representing about 25 farmers so far in the Midwest, who've identified that feeding certain genetically modified corn varieties to their animals has caused their animals to have reproductive problems, primarily with pigs unable to get pregnant. Either they were giving birth to bags of water or had false pregnancies. They looked like they were pregnant, and all of a sudden they weren't pregnant at the end. Cows gave birth to 20 times the amount of twins in this one farm, and others had trouble reproducing.